Hello and welcome back to the Finding Your Feet podcast, a podcast show dedicated to helping you get closer to your true authentic self by helping you find your feet in life. Welcome to episode 51.
Hi, welcome back everyone. We hope you are all well. Today we're going to be talking about a very special book that we have not stopped talking about for the last few weeks. And there's going to be no spoilers, but we're basically just going to explain everything that has really, really inspired us from this book because there is so much good juice in it.
Yeah, so you might have guessed from the title, we're talking about this, Untamed by Glennon Doyle. What a book. Untamed has become a part of our daily vocabulary now. It's become a word we use all the time. We say, oh, should we do this? Yes, we should. Let's be untamed to every idea that is, you know, maybe a scary, controversial, bit weird. We just say, yeah, let's be untamed. So this book really has infiltrated its way into our way of living. It's powerful and we're excited to discuss it with you guys today. The last time we did an episode about this was Florence Given's book, Women Don't Owe You Pretty. And that's a powerful book as well that 100% changed my life. So we're here with another one. We'll only bring you the best. So yes, it's going to be a good time talking about this today. Prepare to become the most authentic, unapologetic version of yourselves after this episode.
Yeah, exactly. I love doing these ones as well. It's like a little book club, isn't it? It's always good, like, sharing the knowledge, especially books like this, because honestly, the way she writes is just incredible. So I'm looking forward to getting into it.
Yeah, she's really got a way with her words. She's a beautiful, beautiful writer.
Before we get into the episode, we just have our Apple Podcast review of the week. And this review is from Georgie S. And she says, love, love, love. This podcast is so inspiring and heartfelt. Your true passion on the subject shines across along with my kind of personalities. Love listening to these while I'm out on my walk. That is so kind. I love how many people listen on walks because that is my favorite time to listen.
I know, it's beautiful. I wonder if when lockdown's over, if people will still walk as much and listen to podcasts.
Yeah, definitely. Because I feel like it's just such a chill time to be on your own and listen to a podcast. Absolutely no distractions.
Yeah, yeah. You listen to a podcast so much deeper when you're on a walk because, yeah, you haven't got anything else to distract you. So, thanks, Georgie. Beautiful review. Big up yourself. If you guys want to be featured in review of the week next week, you know what to do. Get your Apple Podcasts app out, scroll down on our profile and leave us a review. Give us some feedback. We love hearing what you've got to say about the show. We love reading out your reviews. At the beginning of every episode, it sparks so much joy and gratitude for us. So thank you.
Yeah, go and leave a review. We would love to know your thoughts.
So before we start turning you into an untamed version of yourself, we're just going to let you know about the people that make this conversation possible. Our sponsor, BetterHelp. That's help, H-E-L-P. And we are so proud to be partnering up with a company whose mission is to help you start living a happier life from today.
Yeah, so BetterHelp is a professional online counseling service and they can set you up with a therapist in under 48 hours. They have a huge range of expertise so you can find the right person for you. And even if it turns out that you're not too keen on the therapist that you are paired with, you can actually change for free.
Yes, BetterHelp is a professional, secure online counseling service available for clients all over the world. You can access your account at any time and contact your therapist and you will always receive a quick response. You can easily set weekly video or phone sessions with your therapist and get the support you need from the comfort of your own home. No awkward waiting rooms, no traveling to your appointments. Literally open your laptop or your phone and you can get the professional counseling from a licensed therapist.
Yeah, and it's also way more affordable than your traditional offline counseling. And there are over a million people using BetterHelp today. If you do want to go and check out any reviews, there are lots on betterhelp.com/reviews.
And as you all know, because this is something I've openly discussed on the podcast, I've had therapy twice in my young life and wow, life-changing stuff. So big advocates for it. It literally completely shifts your physical reality and just makes you feel so much better. It's really important at times in your life to seek somebody objectively to talk to you about what's going on in your mind so you can make sense of it. Someone that doesn't know anything about your life, someone that's not going to judge you, someone that doesn't have a bias about it. It's very, very powerful stuff. And BetterHelp isn't a crisis line. It literally is the same therapy you get face-to-face, but just online. So if you want to take charge of your mental health and take it to a new level, get the support from a licensed therapist from the comfort of your own home, then BetterHelp is a great option. And they are giving our listeners 10% off your first month of therapy. So not only is it way more affordable than traditional offline counseling, you are going to get an extra 10% off the first month. So it'll work out probably about £40 a week if you're going to have one session, which is actually really, really good price for therapy. When I've had it, I've paid like £200 for a session. So it is a lot cheaper. But the only reason it's cheaper is because it's online. There's less overheads. It's not because there's a difference in the quality. It's just because they really want to make it accessible for all people. So all you need to do to get started is go to the link betterhelp.com/findyourfeet. That is betterhelp.com/findyourfeet. We'll leave the link in the show notes. Just go on that link, fill out a questionnaire so they can understand what your needs are, what do you need help with. They'll match you up with the perfect person and you can just get started on your therapy journey. But if you want to know anything about therapy, if you want, you've got some questions on it, you want some advice, you want to know anything else about BetterHelp, you know where to find us on Instagram at Find Your Feet Podcast. We will be happy to assist you. But that's all for now. Let's get on with today's episode. Okay, guys, can we just take a second? What are we saying about the new artwork? Phenomenal, right? Absolutely here for it. I love it. I actually love the new artwork so much. It looks so cool.
I literally love it. Whenever I see it, I get a bit shocked.
Yeah, I'm like, oh my god, we look really fierce.
Exactly. Like,
yeah, we're gonna help you find your feet.
Yeah, there's like, why would you not want to listen to that? We're literally looking deep into your soul, like,
yeah, you got this and we got you. It's a really like, it's a big change from the last logo. The vibes are very different, but I love the vibes. I feel like it really matches what our podcast actually is, where it's like evolved and since we first started. So a lot of you guys were giving it the appreciation on Instagram, sharing your thoughts, absolutely loving the new cover art up, which was fun. So thank you for that. If you're not following us on Instagram, by the way, at Find Your Feet Podcast, come and follow us because we're there every single day having fun. So come and join us. But yeah, loving the new cover art. So just wanted to take a minute to acknowledge it, appreciate it, and also acknowledge this fantastically talented Alexis Gavin, our photographer, who put that piece together. She created the pose. She did everything. She had a vision. She followed through and it looks beautiful. So shout out to her as well. If you need some photography work and you live in the northwest of England, you know who to call.
Yeah, she is amazing. That was such a fun day.
Yeah, fun times.
Okay, but now let's get into the episode. So as we said today, we're going to be talking about Untamed by Glennon Doyle. And we love this book for many, many reasons. But I actually just want to start with the title of it, because the title of it is obviously Untamed. And I think when you first read that, you kind of think, okay, so Untamed, I want to like go and unleash everything within me and be like the most eccentric version of me. And it is partly to do with that, but I actually love how Glennon describes this book in a way that she says that being untamed isn't about just completely expressing yourself. Being untamed to her, and the way she puts it through in this book, is being the most authentic version of you. So being untamed and coming back to who you are before you was conditioned to be someone that you don't even really want to be. And when she explained that, I was like, wow, that actually makes so much sense. Like, that's such a beautiful way to explain it, because I think you do automatically think, oh, is this book going to help me be more this, more that? But this book is actually a huge undoing and unlearning, like right back to your core.
Yeah, it's really beautiful. All it does is encourage you to be more you. It's not about unleashing this like wildness within you, which it is a little bit about that. But yeah, the main principle of it is for you just to become more authentic yourself, literally as you were when you were born out of the womb, you know, who you were when you first arrived into planet Earth. And then along the way, you were conditioned to think and feel differently about how you should show up. So yeah, it's so much just about showing up exactly as you are. And it's very empowering. It's a absolutely fantastic read.
Yeah, I think not only that, the message in the book is amazing, but anyone that hasn't read it as well, it's like the way she writes is literally incredible. Like, I've never had an author like get me in the feels so much. Like, I felt so emotional after reading so many parts of it. And I think it's just because she's so like authentic, and she's so real, and she's just like the perfect version of a woman who's really found herself and found her feet throughout her life, and she brings it in a really raw and vulnerable way, and I think that's why it's so beautiful.
Yeah, I feel like people always assume that like the process of finding your feet in life only happens when you're young, but obviously she didn't actually come back home to herself and truly find herself again until she was like late 30s, I think 40, when she like divorced her husband, married her, the love of her life, her wife Abby, and completely changed her life and everything. So I think it's just beautiful. It's beautiful how it shows that life is just a constant journey of evolving and becoming reborn, and abandoning the old version of you and like growing more, learning more, being who you truly are meant to be. I feel like you know who you are when you're first born. Obviously, you're a baby, and then as you get old, like you go through school, you go through high school, you go through university or whatever, your early part of your career, and you start to like lose who you are, and then you start to unwind all that stuff and like build it back. And so she fully shows that.
Yeah, no, it's really beautiful. And I feel like we should start with boxes, because this is something we spoke about in the last episode, something we got really passionate about. And it's something that she talks about throughout her whole book, which is like this idea of she was sick and tired of being put in boxes and being one thing and not being able to be like multi-dimensional. Is that the wrong word? You can't use that word.
Yeah, like multi, yeah, like multifaceted. Yeah. Our favorite word.
Yeah, I wanted to go for a bit of a switch up, you know, and then I was like, does that even make sense? Yeah. So Glennon wanted to be multidimensional, and I feel like throughout her life she felt like she was put in boxes. And yeah, as I said, we were speaking about this last episode, how it's very easy as we grow up to not even notice this happening. I feel like it's such an unconscious thing, especially like when you're in school and then say you go to college and you pick what options you want to take and stuff like that. That's all the conditioning of your boxes, like which way do you want to go, what path do you want to take. And as well, like I was saying, I really like how she speaks about it in personality traits, how like if you're quiet, if you're loud, because me and Grace were basically speaking before this episode, and I was saying how something I feel like I was really growing up, I feel like I was really shamed for being quiet, because I was like always kept myself to myself. And I feel like I was like shamed out of that, like made to feel like something was wrong with me, which is just absolutely ridiculous, because if someone's just quiet, you should just let them be how they are. But I think within this book, it helps you do that. It really helps you look back and reflect and think, what labels did I pick up, or what things was I made to feel uncomfortable? And it all comes back to this idea of like women are honestly made to feel like uncomfortable just for existing. Like you literally can't win. But yeah, I really liked how it like made you reflect on your own views and your own life and your own things that you've picked up.
Yeah. And there was like a part in the book where she literally says, Glennon, are you? And then it's got all these different words that all contradict each other, like all different things. And then she says at the bottom, I am, like as in I am just me. I am just here. I am. And that like, that's it. Like, and you can be anything, because yeah, like it, how you can't put yourself in a box, because the boxes don't make sense and they don't allow for you to be fluid and just flow through your life and be exactly who you want to be. And those like boxes and labels really put you in like they put you down paths of unhappiness, and they don't allow you to like change and walk away from things that don't serve you anymore. If you've always been that person, or walking away from a career path because you've always gone on that career path, but if you then change to be something else, like that's not the box that you're always put in, so it doesn't make any sense, and you resist it. Like it boxes is just good for no one. And she uses this really good like analogy of how we are like water, and society's just created glasses. And like she talks about it in the sense of like your sexuality, like obviously if you're gay, bisexual, straight, all these different, like if you're trans, like all these different things, who you want to be and how you want to show up. She explains like how our sexuality is like water, and we've just created loads of glasses in society, and you just pour into one of those glasses and then that's what you are. But then when you're in that glass, like you have then no room to flow and try like and be something else. And yeah, and I really do feel as humans that we just are here, like we just I am. Like that's it. That's, you just are. You are just a present being. And you can't tie yourself to any kind of box or glass or label, because it just holds you down so much in life. And, you know, like people like as well put so much pressure on, like, oh, what's your passion? What's your purpose? And I feel like they're, even with that, they're made to feel like it needs to be boxed into one thing. Mm-hmm. But actually, like, you could just, it doesn't, like, you could have so many different passions that you pursue in life. Like, we have loads of different passions, like what we studied at school and what our like early career jobs were in. Absolutely nothing to do with what goes on in this podcast, yet we absolutely love this podcast. Like, but imagine if we were like, no, we're fashion girls only. We're fashion girls only. We can't do self-development podcasts. We can't learn how to, you know, put a podcast on out on the internet and market it and all this stuff. We can't do that because we're fashion girls. So imagine if we did that. You just deny yourself loads of like fun and pleasure in life, because we aren't just meant to be one thing. Like, you can have so many different things. And I think the more things you have, like, the more interesting you are as a person as well. Like, so you should just allow yourself to be free and spread and take up loads of space in this world, pursuing all your passions and all your boxes, like doing everything.
Yeah, I love that. I think it's a process as well, because it is like a process of unlearning to not put yourself in a box. Because I think as we grow up, it's comfortable to be like, okay, I'm going to do this, and that's going to be my box, and that's the box that you stay in. You know your people, you know what you're doing, you know like where your ego is led, because that's your box. So I think sometimes when it does come to breaking out of the box, you have to consciously think like, actually, I can do this. I don't have to let it stand in my way. The fact, like, for example, I've got no experience. Like, don't let that stand in your way. Don't let yourself just be comfortable and like retreat back and think that's not my box. You got to like consciously remind yourself, like, actually, I'm going to have loads of different boxes and I'm going to jump in any box I want.
Exactly. And like challenge yourself to, you know, try new things, learn new things, keep life interesting, versatile, full of variety and a little bit spicy. be a self-development podcaster and a fashion girl and I don't know.
Yeah, whatever's coming
else. Whatever's to come. I'm sure many other things will come. Yeah, I really loved as well in the book how much she really pushes your inner knowing. Like, obviously we did that episode all about intuition. You guys absolutely loved that episode, so that was fun. But yeah, she pushes throughout the book about your intuition, basically, and that how we've all got this inner knowing and that we do just need to trust it and listen to it. And she speaks about how she ignored hers for so long and how you just need to be still. Like, you need to get still to listen, like how, you know, we do with meditation and we encourage you guys to do. She lets her knowing like guide her life, and now she's so happy and she's got the most beautiful, wholesome, amazing relationship with her wife. And you can feel the love that they have when you read about their story. It's electric. And I hope that I find something like that one day, a love like that, because it was, it's so nice. And she has created that love that people yearn for and would die for, to experience that kind of like electric romance. She's created that by following her inner knowing. You know, she was straight, she was married to somebody else, and she met this woman and literally the sparks were flying and they just couldn't, like, the chemistry instantly was there. It was like this really strong connection before they'd even spoke. So, you know, it sounds like stuff that you like watching like the movies, but you know, and she had kids with this, her ex, her husband, like they had a full family. She'd never been with a woman before. So she was having to go against people shaming her for divorcing, shaming her for, like, you know, changing her like sexuality while she's got kids and stuff. And went against everything that society would like be like, what are you doing? And she fully listened to her inner knowing. And she does that all the time with her life now. And now, you know, she's really, really happy. And that's really important. As we've stressed many times, like, it's important to lead a soul-driven life, an inner knowing-driven life, because that's how you get the magic. That's how you get where you need to be. That's how you get happy, because you're doing what that's your sole purpose. Like, if you're listening to that, then, you know, don't worry when people are like, oh, find your passion, find your purpose. It's inside you. All you got to do is listen.
Yeah, that's so true. I feel like your soul has all the answers. And that's like what we were speaking about in that previous episode where we were saying that sometimes it may seem crazy to other people, but you always have to like follow your gut and follow your intuition. It's going to lead you to the most beautiful life. And I also like how she really pushes the fact that she actively tries to quieten down and listen to her inner knowing, because she explains that she's like quite a frantic person quite naturally, and she really found a way back to her true self when she started like meditating and just like deep breathing and just sitting quietly with herself. And I think that's really important, because sorry, every time we say
I think that's really important
straight away. So basically Grace does this thing where she says anything is really important. And now every single time we say, I think it's really important, I have to really try not to laugh.
Oh, God. No, context, guys. It's this guy who's a, this is so off topic, is the king of TikTok. And he's got this series called The Girls Room, where he takes the piss out of two random girls starting a podcast. And like, sometimes I feel attacked when I watch it, but most of the time it's funny. And he always starts the episode by saying, and I think that's really important, about whatever they're talking about. So now we can't get it out of our heads, and no, it's ruined. It's every time we say, I think, especially when we're doing it, we're talking about the freaking podcast. I just feel like I'm being attacked again by that TikTok. But anyway, continue with what you think is really important.
Yeah. I think it's really important that Glennon pushes on the fact that she's not naturally calm, and she wasn't naturally guided to listen to herself, but she actively takes the time to listen to her inner knowing. Because I think a lot of people think that when you're following your intuition or when you start to meditate, it's just going to come naturally. But I think you do have to really put yourself on that path to really connect with your inner self. And then that will lead you to the beautiful things in the way that it did with Glennon.
Yeah, and what's cool about what she did was like, it wasn't boxed up and labeled as meditation. She was just starting to go and sit in her wardrobe on the floor and like just try and calm down. And then that's when she started to get doing that. And then she was like, realized that if she did that, she could get quiet and listen to her inner knowing and decide what she needed to do. Yes, that essentially is meditation, but she just never boxed up as that first. And she was just sitting on the floor of a wardrobe. So there's always places to find inner peace, guys. You don't need to literally like listen to a guided meditation. You could just sit on the floor of your wardrobe. But what's really funny is what drove her to getting into a wardrobe, sitting on the floor, was that she was turning to like Google to ask like big life questions. Like at 3 a.m. she was Googling, if my husband's cheated on me, but he's a great dad, should I divorce him? Like, that's such a huge life question that only you can decide. But she was not listening to her intuition that much and looking outside of herself for the answers that much, that she was putting her life choices that affect her and her kids into the hands of Google, which isn't, nah, don't do that. Google doesn't have all the answers for you when it comes to your life choices, that's for sure.
No, literally, when I read that bit, I laughed out loud, because I've been there Googling stuff that Google could never even answer. And I'm like, why did I just Google that? And I literally laughed. I read that and I felt like slightly attacked, and I just laughed and thought, that's so true. We always say we always have the answers inside ourselves, but I think sometimes when you are going through like something maybe that's upset you or whatever, you do lose that. You think, oh, the answers are outside of me. And it's the same for when we were saying like always asking for people's opinions. If you do find yourself doing that, I think it's important to remember that the answer is inside of you. Like it's always inside of you, but you have to quiet it down and remind yourself that Google is not going to have the answer.
Yeah, I know. It's hilarious. I think we've all been there Googling things like that, but all you have to do is just a little bit of meditation or some journaling and you will find the answers within. I loved as well in the book how much she really pushes about just dropping this idea that you need to be perfect. So I think we're all like, especially girls, definitely made to feel like we need to be these like perfect girls, perfect women. And she very much is like, part of being untamed is to show up as your non-perfect self, which we all are. We're all not perfect. And, you know, embracing the mess, embracing the pain that you feel and not shying away from all of that, like fully like loving and encompassing like all parts of yourself, like honoring all parts of yourself, even the imperfect parts, and loving that too. Like that is part of being untamed.
Yeah, it's so true. And it actually just really reminds me of something I heard last week in a podcast with Marissa Peer. And she said this line and it was so simple, like something we all know, but it just really made me think like, wow. She said, she was explaining perfection and the way like us women perceive it. And she was saying like the road to perfection is never ending. Like if you are on that road to perfection, you're never ever going to get there because it doesn't exist. Like you're never ever going to win. And it just made me think like, wow, it's so true. Like even when we do try and like manipulate little parts of us to try and be more like something or just try and be a little bit more perfect, like no matter what, whenever we get to that, the next thing, we're always going to want more. We're always going to want more. And that's why I think so many women, especially like, you know, one thing, a bit off topic, but I actually don't like it when people go in on girls that get a lot of plastic surgery, because I feel like girls that get a lot of plastic surgery are obviously doing it out of insecurity. And then the more they get, the more they can't stop because the road to perfection never ends. So they're never feeling like they're perfect. And then the other girls come in and slate them for getting the surgery. And I literally just see, and I'm not saying I've not done it in the past, I have done it in the past, but I've realized lately that I just see an insecure person that can't get to that level of perfection, like, because it's not ending. So I feel like girls like that, I honestly just want to give them this book and just tell them that they are perfect the way they are.
Yeah, she does talk about how like in the quest to be perfect and pure, she spent thousands and thousands of dollars on like you know, things like that, like Botox stuff, creams, fancy creams, all this stuff to reverse her aging. You know, you just got to embrace it. You know, we are all perfect as exactly as we are. We don't need to be, feeling like we need to change ourselves in that way. We just be untamed. Just be you.
Another theme throughout the book, I feel like Glennon is a realist, like in a way, like she's so open and honest about everything. And one thing that she really pushes is the fact that pain is inevitable and it is just a part of life. And it's not something we can put like a pretty bow on and just push to the back of the cupboard. I don't even know where that analogy was coming from. But it is something that we have to like fully embrace. And especially because a huge part of this book is there's actually a lot about parenting, which obviously me and Grace can't really relate to. But it's still really, really interesting to read it. And there's this part where she is explaining with her daughter how she always tells her daughter that no matter what happens, no matter if you're going through pain, happy times, whatever, she always reminds her that we can do hard things. And even though that sounds really simple, I think it's really, really important because it just really takes you back to your inner child and reminds you that no matter what happens, you actually have the strength within you to do anything.
Yeah, 100%. I admire that part of her parenting style because I don't think she always used to be like that, but she realized she needed to become like that because I think your natural instinct is to protect the child, keep them safe, you know, not allow anything bad or upsetting to happen to them. But when you do that, you do kind of also like you're doing it out of love, but actually you're hindering them more than helping them by wrapping them in cotton wool all the time. So she kept saying that throughout the book, we can do hard things. So obviously she constantly like goes back to that all the time through her life experiences. And she says like her daughter has become fireproof because she's like stood in the fire. So she's experienced hard things and survived it. And now she knows that she can get through anything because she's got through hard things before. Whereas if you just like, wrap your kid in cotton wool, then they're never going to ever get that like little experience of difficult situations and then realize that they can work through them and overcome them. It's really important. And I think it's really important. And I think that, I feel like we're conditioned to think that if you're in pain, if you experience negative emotions, that is a really bad thing. I think there's a little bit in like the self-development world that does make you feel like you need to just positive think all the time. Otherwise you're going to like manifest negative things, but it's not like the more you resist your pain, the more negative things you're actually going to manifest because you manifest from your subconscious mind. So if you're stuffing it back into your subconscious mind and not processing it, you are going to manifest all that stuff. So it's far more beneficial for you, your future you and everything, for you to actually just process your pain. But we're made to feel like if we're in pain, if we don't feel great, we feel a bit negative, that there's something wrong and that's not okay. When actually it's just part of the human experience. Like you're not going to feel absolutely full of beans every single day. And that's fine. And there's a really nice bit of the book where it says, you're not doing life wrong. You're doing it right. If there's any secret you're missing, it's that doing doing it right is just really hard. Feeling all your feelings is hard, but that's what they're for. Feelings are for feeling, all of them, even the hard ones. The secret is that you're doing it right, and that doing it right hurts sometimes.
That is incredible. It's just so, so true. I think as well, because a lot of the time when we're growing up, we are taught to push things down. So then when you get older and you start addressing those things and you start feeling into the pain, you think, should I be feeling this? But I think that's just part of life, is like healing from things that you might not have actually had a chance to heal from at the time.
Yeah. And I'm like all for now, like, let's look at repressed pain, trauma and shadows, because now I understand, like, you know, how much that can hold you back, and, you know, it can block your you manifesting what you actually want and everything. And how much like lighter and amazing you feel once you actually feel the feeling of the pain, of the negative emotion, and let it flow through you. The way you feel after, like, is so much better than when you felt even before you'd even experienced the negative emotion. Like, it does evolve you as a person, like you rebirth and you just get closer to you. Like, anytime in my life when things have really come to the surface from things that I've not dealt with before, or like things I've repressed from the past and stuff, when they've come to the surface, I have never lost anything by feeling the pain. Sure, it doesn't feel nice in the moment, but you gain so much more from doing that. Like, you really do just come back to yourself, like come get closer to you and your inner knowing and everything, and develop that relationship with yourself more. It does just deepen your self-love levels. So people are scared of it, but you've actually got nothing to lose, and you've just got everything to gain with it. It's just about looking at it differently and not thinking that just because you're having a week where you feel like crap and things are coming up for you, don't running away from that. Just feel into it, because things are emerge within you for a reason. Like, they're coming up, like she said, feelings are for feeling. Like, things are coming up because you need to feel it, you need to pay attention to it. And if you just allow that, then you will move on to feeling better quicker anyway. Like, what you resist persists. If you're resisting your negative feelings, then they're going to persist. And what you really like pay attention to and look at, that, so it like evaporates. So if you spend some time looking at your pain instead of running from it and saying, what do you need? Like, whenever I like feel like crap now, I always say, Grace, what do you need today? And then it's like my inner knowing speaks back to me and says, I need love and patience today, or something like that. Okay, then that is exactly what you're going to get. We're going to be gentle. We're not going to push through loads of work. We're going to be patient, and we're going to be loving. And that is like lovely. So you should all do that. Ask yourself what you need, and then you'll tell yourself exactly what you need. You're the person that is going to give you everything you need. So it's in your hands. You better start asking yourself what do you need today when you're not feeling that great. And so even if you are feeling great, what do you need? And give that to you, because you are just a child. You've got to take care of yourself. You've got to look after yourself, you know?
Yeah, I love that. I'm going to start doing that. Abby, what do I need today? Because I feel like well, because we're always looking outside of ourselves, aren't we? Especially like if you wake up and you're a bit of a funky mood and you're thinking, why am I feeling like this? And you start looking outside yourself. What's going to make me feel better? Da, da, da. But I think actually tuning in with yourself and thinking, what do I actually need right now, is really powerful. So I'm definitely going to start doing that.
Yeah, because when you're feeling funky, like, it's normally because something's coming up. Like, maybe you've worked too much. Maybe, you know, you've not been sleeping enough. Maybe you're spending too much time on TikTok and you need to spend some more time in a book. So you got to just ask yourself, you know, what do you need? Like, and now, like, I can, like, really quickly identify what it is that I need, what I need to do to bring my energy back to where I want it to be and feel good again. And it's actually a really nice place to be, to have that level of relationship with yourself and, like, you know, work in harmony with yourself. And you know, I know that I've got my back, and that's a good thing.
Hey guys, we are just interrupting the episode to introduce you to our new sponsor, Skillshare. We are always talking about the importance of educating yourself, learning new things, and pushing yourself out of your comfort zone. So that's why we're really excited to bring this platform to you.
Yes, Skillshare is an online learning community with meaning. Their aim is to deliver effective courses which are super accessible and easy to use. They offer a range of creative courses such as graphic design, photography, and fine art. And as well as creative courses, they also have courses on business analytics, entrepreneurship, and marketing. There is something for everyone, and we are both currently making our way through the courses and absolutely loving them.
Yes, we are always saying that knowledge is power, and investing in yourself is one of the most valuable things you will ever do. And they literally have everything. They have 27,000 courses, so whatever you need, you can find the right one for you. And the best part is, Skillshare have kindly given our listeners a 2-week free trial. And then after that, it's £14 per month for unlimited access to all the courses, and you can cancel at any time. So even if you want to cancel before your trial is up, you're very welcome to.
Also, the best thing about Skillshare is that their courses aren't super long, which you have to dedicate loads of time to. Some of the courses are literally 1 hour or 2 hours long. So think about how many courses you could actually complete during a 2-week free trial. It's a no-brainer. Make the most of the time that you've got left in lockdown and emerge as a new person full of new skills ready to take on the world. So if you want to learn your range of new skills with Skillshare, then head to the link skillshare.eqcm.net/findyourfeet. The link is in the show notes. You can easily go down there and get started. But it's a no-brainer, guys. Get involved. Get learning something new. And let's get on with the episode.
There's also been this book, which I found funny because me and Grace actually did this before we read this part. And Glennon basically speaks about the importance of staring into your own eyes in the mirror. And we don't mean from like a superficial point of view, like staring at what you look like. How does my hair look today? What does my body look like? We mean staring into your eyes and thinking, who am I looking at? Like, what soul am I looking into? And it is literally like quite freaky. Like, me and Grace did it before we even read this. And we were like, oh my God, I feel like we have different views, like different experiences of it. But what I think when I see it is I'm like, I look into my eye and then I feel like I look into my soul. And then I'm like, who is that? Like, as in my shell. Yeah, I'm like, oh, my shell. Like, and I feel like I'm reintroduced to my shell, which is my human body. It's so weird.
Yeah, it can actually be a bit scary. Like, it's really weird. You're looking in the mirror, staring into your own eyes. And that you get to this point where there's like, and it happens quite quickly as well when you're staring into your eyes. Like there's like this disconnect where you do really realize that what you're looking at is a physical shell. It's just a physical body. And you start to realize that you're not that body. And it's, you have this like weird moment where you're like, oh my God. And then you're like, what am I looking at? Because what you normally look at and feel familiar with, your reflection, it starts to feel not familiar and you look at it in a different way. And it's really weird. It's a really weird experience. But she kind of says, she's saying in the, she doesn't talk about being scary in the book. She says, look at yourself in the eyes and make sure that there's no lies there, like between you and the reflection of, you know, the person in the mirror, and that there's just nothing there but just pure respect between you and that, you know, that the woman or the man in the mirror, if guys are doing it. But yeah, it's, and I've heard it quite a lot, like when you look into your eyes in the mirror, it's recommended a lot for like self-love and like healing work to stare at yourself like that.
Yeah, I feel like when you're staring at yourself as well, you like, you have like a sudden rush of compassion. Like, I feel like when I see it, I'm like, see it, it being me, and I'm like, oh, that's my shell. And then you kind of think, you have like this like rush of self-love, because you're like, I think you think, why would I be at war with something that's just me? Like, this is my shell that I'm looking at. Like, it's beautiful, and don't put it at war. Like, just accept every part of it. It's a crazy experience. I think everyone should go and look at themselves deep in the eye in the mirror right now.
Yeah. It's very, very interesting. Now, the more that I've done that and like had the weird experience where you're like, oh my God, that isn't actually me looking back. Like, that's just like a physical shell that I just live in. Now when I like look in the mirror and like catch myself in the mirror walking past wherever, I actually look at myself differently, as in I'm like, oh, hey, it's you. Hey, like, you look great today. Keep going, sweetie. Like, you start to realize that you are the soul. You, this is all going to sound crazy, but just stay with us, guys. You realize that you are like this non-physical being. You're the soul. You're not physical, but you're just in a physical body. And then you start to look at that physical body with more respect, as like, that's your home. That's where you live. That's what enables you to show up and live your soul purpose in this world, is that physical body that lets you be there and do these things. And you just start to look at yourself differently. It stops you kind of looking at yourself and just being like, oh, you look horrible today. And oh, look at your skin. And oh, you're not looking too trim, are you? Like, you know, all those mean things that we say to ourselves. It kind of stops you doing that because it does just make you, it just puts you in a different point, like gives you a different perspective on who is on the other side of the mirror.
Yeah, exactly. I think so much can come from mirror work. And you'll probably, now I've mentioned it, you'll probably see it quite a lot of people mentioning mirror work. And another thing that we absolutely love to do in the mirror is dancing, like literally just dancing completely intuitively. And I feel like this is something, I can already feel it, we're going to get way more into this in the future. And on podcasts, we have some incredible guests coming up, and I really want to get more into the actual power. Like, I know whoever's listening now, you know what I mean, how good it feels to dance in a way that your body is craving, just dancing completely for you. Mm-hmm. But I feel like there's so much more to it. Like, I'm so excited to learn more about how freeing and how spiritually nourishing dancing is for you.
Yeah, it's wild. I've started to have these like, so I'll do, maybe I'm going to do a workout, I need to tighten myself up a bit, I'll put on a good song, have a little dance. I'm dancing quite conservatively, you know, just bopping around. And then Beyonce comes on. And then the world tour starts and I'm performing to everybody in my room. My lamps, my books, my pillows, they're my crowd. They're my audience.
Funny.
And it just takes over, and you know, it can go for like 45 minutes of just pure dancing. I mean, it's a great workout. You really gets the heart rate going, but there's something actually really spiritual about dancing. And for girls wanting to get back into, wanting to like, you know, get in touch with their divine feminine, their goddess energy, and dancing is such a good thing to do because it really pulls that goddess energy out of you. And I think that's why I've just naturally, like intuitively started to randomly do it. And I'm never like, right, okay, it's 10 o'clock, it's time for my world tour. Beyonce, let's go, and put the music on and start doing it. Like, it just happens. And I'm like, that was fun. That was, I did not expect to be doing that. That was fun though. And also like when you like catch yourself in the mirror dancing, like it's where I was saying before about it shifts the perspective of how you're treating, respecting the person that's looking back at you in the mirror. When you're like dancing, you, and then you catch yourself in the mirror, it brings up all the shame, like all the judgment that we are trained and conditioned to have over, you know, like women being powerful and owning who they are and really stepping into their goddess energy. Like, that triggers a lot of people. And the reason why is because of the, like, just the conditioning and the narrative of society that, you know, you need to be tamed, you know, do not be untamed. When you then catch yourself in the mirror dancing, you, all this judgment comes up. Like, just as you would judge another woman if you saw her, like, say you, imagine if you were at Ocean Beach, I've never been there, but just let's imagine we're there. And you see this girl absolutely killing it on the dance floor. She's literally like full of like, you can just see the energy coming off her, of goddess energy, of self-love. She's vibing, she's dancing. You would probably think, oh, full of herself. Look at that. Like, that would be your immediate reaction because that's what we're conditioned to do. And when you catch yourself in the mirror dancing like that, that's your immediate reaction to yourself. You're like, judgment, judgment, judgment. Like, that's all that comes up. So actually, it's really like, if you just literally dance and look at yourself in the mirror, the more and more you do it, the less and less you judge yourself, the more your goddess energy comes out, the more your divine feminine energy comes out. It's actually a very like really healing activity to do, to actually, you know, help you move through the shame that gets put on us just for being women. Like, it really does actually help you like just cleanse that energy off, like challenge yourself to stare at yourself in the mirror, stare at yourself in the eyes and dance and look how much you judge yourself and keep doing it until you stop, because that's what I've started to do. And I'm like having a competition with myself. I'm like, no, keep dancing, Grace. We're going to dance through this judgment. Keep going, keep going. And then eventually more and more and more, it just drops away. And then you really, you just look in the mirror and all you can see is Beyonce.
Yeah, I love it. I think it's good to do it. I mean, I always do it before I'm like about to get in the shower. The less those are better, because I feel like it really just like connect you. It's true though, because if you want to release judgment on yourself, then you might as well do it naked, because
no,
that's where
true.
A lot of the judgment is held.
It's so funny.
But no, I was gonna say as well though, I feel like one thing I think why dancing is so healing and stuff is because dancing is literally one of the first things we do. You know, like when children are really little and they're like, they're not even speaking yet. Yeah, you put on music and they like bop around. It's like the cutest thing ever. That's because that's like our intuitive, like initial instincts is like you hear music and you dance because you're just like releasing energy, you feel good. And then as we get older, we're taught that like dancing is just for like drunk people, but it's not. We should dance every day. Wouldn't it be great if like everyone on social media was just dancing on the stories every day, like not caring? That is the aim.
Yeah, I do love a good dance, a good time. So we recommend that, you know, get your Beyonce world tour going in your bedroom, get the music blasting and get dancing and just lose yourself in the moment, you know. What I love as well in the book is that she takes words that you have given a pre-existing meaning to and she like redefines them. Like she fully redefines bravery in the book. Like she speaks a lot about not abandoning yourself, like disappoint everybody else before you abandon yourself. And she speaks so much about like redefining what bravery means. I feel like when you think about a brave woman, you think, wow, a selfless woman, she's so brave. She gives up so much for other people. She's, you know, a hero. Like that's what you kind of think. She redefines bravery as forsaking others in order to stay true to yourself. And that, as women, is what we are so conditioned not to do. We're conditioned to abandon ourselves and put everybody else first. And she says to truly be brave is to basically do the opposite of that. And she redefines integrity as well, which really like hit me because when I was younger, I always felt like I had like lots of different versions of grace, like a different version of grace to certain friends, to family, to just like in different life situations, there was always a different me. And I remember getting to a point where I thought, if I like, so when I have like some big life event, like get married or whatever, you know, you have everybody in your life that knows you comes to that event, or I don't know, a big birthday party or something. If I have all those people in the room, there's going to be a lot of different graces that I've got to play up to. I can't do that. Like that's not possible. And that's when I really started to realize that I was just shape-shifting and abandoning myself all the time to be fit into what I perceived and I needed to fit into in the company that I was currently in. And that is not right. And she redefines integrity and says integrity is having one self. So if you have two selves, like you're broke, like that's you're broken because it's a disconnect. You need to just have one. And she redefines integrity as having one self. So like there's only one grace, which I feel like I've got to definitely now. This is like my younger early 20s self when I started to realize I was creating many different versions of grace. But yeah, that really slapped, you know, when she said that.
Yeah, I think that's really beautiful, actually, the way you explain that. Thank you for sharing, because I feel like a lot of people will really resonate with that. It's very true. Like, even if it's not to like a huge degree, but you feel like around different people, you kind of change yourself. And I really like how, like we were saying about bravery, how she redefines that, because it's hard to be brave in the way that she's speaking about, because she's speaking about it in terms of like honoring yourself enough to, for example, walk away from things that don't serve you. Whereas I think being brave, like what the conventional way, what everyone thinks it is like just kind of like saying yes to everything, going for everything, being around everyone. Whereas like the way she explains it is actually sitting with yourself and thinking, what is serving me? Who do I need to let go of? And that is scary, but that is actually the core of bravery. That's being honest to yourself and thinking, are these people helping me or hindering me? And I think it's just a huge process. But yeah, when she redefines bravery like that, you think, okay, I'm going to be brave for me, not for anybody else.
Yes, exactly. It's very, very, very important thing to realize. And she also like says, you know, in the process of, you know, becoming untamed, of becoming authentically you exactly as you want to be, you may lose people like along the way. And, you know, especially if you had like what I was saying before, like five different versions of grace, if I then start to show up as just one version, people will get confused and they might not like that one true version of me, because I was not showing them that version. I was showing them a different version because I thought that was what they wanted me to be. That's how I needed to fit in to be that version of me. So you might lose people. If you're in that situation where you feel like you show up as a very different version of you to different people, if you just stay true to yourself like that, also it's so exhausting to do that. I must say it's far more like fun, liberating and less tiring to show up as one person every day. If you change and start to become just that one untamed, true, authentic version of you, some people might fall by the wayside because they don't identify with and they're confused about this new version of you and that's not what they want. But she says in the book really beautifully, like anyone or anything that you lose along the way of you telling your truth was not yours and it was not meant for you in the first place. It wasn't yours in the first place. So anybody that you might lose in the journey of becoming you again was never meant for you and was never really yours in the first place. Like they didn't fully understand you or see you, like you, they saw a different version of you. So she really encourages you she redefines bravery as in bravery is just authentically being you and abandoning everybody else before you abandon yourself. And disappointing everybody else before you abandon yourself. And she also says like, you also need to be okay with like maybe being annihilated for being you and sticking by you, even if you get annihilated for it. That's being brave, like being you exactly as you are. And even if you get like pushback comments, people might, you know, take the piss or whatever, if you start acting differently, but you're just honoring yourself and being you, just be prepared to be annihilated. Like who cares? Like, we can do hard things, like she says. Just, you know, just stick with you. It's all your inner knowing, your soul, your purpose, and not being perfect, understanding pain is inevitable, not abandoning yourself. There's just so many big messages in this book. And if you read it and you let it sink in, you take it on board, it will change your life. This is one of those books that will change your, like you'll read it and you'll remember it forever. It will change your perspective forever. Like you'll be in a new situation and you'll go to show up a certain way and then you'll remember what Glennon says and you'll be like, nah, I'm gonna be brave, I'm not abandoning myself here. Or it's a fantastic book, everyone, you need to read it.
Yeah, just lastly as well, on the point of not abandoning yourself, when I read that part, I swear this is what I did right. So when like you hear that, not abandoning yourself, to me I was thinking, okay, don't abandon who I am now. But then I was like, I need to not abandon the past versions of me. And we do speak about this quite a lot, how you have to accept all the past versions of you. And basically on my side, there was a bus pass from school. Grace, I think I sent you a picture. And I'm like, I'm honestly smiling super weird on it. I have like dark hair and I'm literally smiling like this. Anyone that's on YouTube can see I'm literally like smiling like this. And the girl that I see in that picture is like so insecure. I was just really insecure in that stage, and I'm literally not even doing my normal smile because I don't know, maybe I thought my normal smile was weird, so I'm smiling really weird. But anyway, it was on my side, and then I was reading this book and I thought, I can't, because when I originally looked at that, I thought, oh my god, oh what weirdo, I look so weird. And but I knew inside that I was just really insecure then, so I thought, I need to accept that insecure part of me and know that that is part of me, and she got me to where I am today. So I took the bus pass and I used it as a bookmark throughout the whole book. So every time I looked at it, it was a reminder that, yeah, you might not like your hair and you might be smiling very weird, but that girl is just as innocent as you are now, and she just, like, she needed this book, honey, she needed this book. But it was just like a silent reminder to, because I think that's one really hard thing, to accept every single past version of you. But yeah, that was my little tip, as a little reminder. Maybe I'll keep having that bookmark until I accept that part of me.
Yeah, man. It's actually wild though, when I see, like, even when I first met you though, at college in the first year, like you are so different now. I don't mean like in a bad way. I don't know, obviously grown up anyway. We met when we were like 17, but you're sort of like unrecognizable, the change.
Well, yeah, there's pictures. But see, I'm doing it now and judging. But no, I was very different and I was very insecure. Like you can see in pictures, you can see in someone's eyes when they're insecure in a picture, I think.
Yeah, 100%. Because even when I look back at pictures of me of when I was being Grace times five different versions, like I'm sure that nobody else would look at the pictures and be able to see that. But obviously, I know myself, so I remember my state of energy at that point, and I'm like, I can see I can see the insecurity in your eyes, Grace, as you show up as all these different versions of you. You just need to be yourself, honey. But, you know, we've got great books like Glennon Doyle to get us there. It's all part of the process of finding your feet in life. And it's a beautiful process. And we've got to honor our processes, our journeys, and, yeah, love all of our past versions of ourselves for sure. So we'll wrap up the episode with a quote of the week. This is a thick quote. It's beautiful. It's going to hit you in the heart. It's from the book, obviously. So here goes. We do not need more selfless women. What we need right now is more women who have detoxed themselves so completely from the world's expectations that they are full of nothing but themselves. What we need are women who are full of themselves. A woman who is full of herself knows and trusts herself enough to say and do what must be done. She lets the rest burn.
Wow. Power. Wow. We need to all work on being full of ourselves.
Yes. Absolutely beautiful, beautiful, beautiful quote. Perfectly, it really sums up like the story of the book as well, that quote. So yeah, guys, get your copy of Untamed, all the places where you get your books. It's absolutely fabulous book. We wouldn't have done a podcast episode about just a book if it wasn't this good. So it's a will 100% help you on your journey of life. I'm gonna be giving this to my mum for sure. Like, I just think everybody should read it, like, regardless of where you're at in your life. Like, there's things that you can learn from this, especially as a woman. But I think guys would definitely find this book really interesting too, for sure. So, yeah. Thank you for listening, everybody.
Yeah, I really enjoyed that. It's definitely going to be a book that I think we reread as well, because it's just so beautiful.
Yeah, yeah. There's a lot of messages. I highlighted so much in it. Like, I'll definitely flip back and relook at things when I need it. But guys, we've got something really exciting to tell you about. So we've got another workshop coming. Yes. Finding Your Feet Self-Love webinar is on the 21st of March. That's a Sunday night, 6 p.m. till 8 p.m. live on Zoom. You can join me and Abby and the fabulous group of people that have already got their tickets. Some really good people coming. Some good finders already on the list to come. Come and join us for an evening of pure self-love. So the last workshop, the first one we did, was so good. The energy was so high. Everyone absolutely loved it and got so much out of it. And it was just so, so nice to connect with you guys. So you obviously connect with us every week when you listen to us, but we really love actually just speaking to you. There's like a chat box on during the event. We have it on Zoom and you chat in there and say things. We answer your questions. Sometimes we unmute you if you want to speak and ask something. So it's really, really, really nice to just connect deeper with you guys and, you know, spend more time one-on-one teaching you what you want to know. So the topic is obviously self-love. So we're just going to be covering everything in your relationship to yourself, how that impacts your relationship with others, how you can self-sabotage your self-love journey, and just helping you learn how to cultivate from it in. Like, I was so excited to bring you this course because self-love, I honestly, hands down, believe is the key to everything in life. It's the key to better relationships with you and others. It's the key to manifesting. It's the key to your confidence and the results you get from your career, like your finances, everything, your health. It all stems from self-love. And if you nail your self-love, everything else will blossom into your life. And it's sad that so many of us struggle to love ourselves, like especially us women. Find it hard because we've been made to feel like we can't, and you know, and that we're being full of ourselves if we do that. But as Glennon said, we need to be full of ourselves. So yes, come and join us this special night. You get your tickets on the website, findyourfeetpodcast.com. Put the link in the show notes so you can get it. But yes, Sunday night, 6 p.m., 21st of March, live on Zoom. It's going to be beautiful. I'd love to see you there.
Yeah, I cannot wait. I'm already so excited. And I think it's just going to be really empowering to bring all our really like practical tips that we have used throughout the years, because obviously we've had different journeys as well. So I'm really excited to kind of combine them and create this amazing workshop that you guys can really use to enhance your self-love journey and just really get you like on the highest vibe you've ever been before. Like, I can't wait.
Yeah, it's going to be great. So link in the show notes to grab your tickets. If you want to know anything about it as well, come and speak to us on Instagram. If you've got any questions, we'll be happy to answer them.
Also on our website, there's a huge range of affirmations and meditations that me and Grace have carefully planned and recorded ourselves with the most high vibe music. We literally loved making them, and we also love listening to them all the time, especially like the meditations. We have morning, evening, manifestation, whatever you need, we have a different one. And then also with the affirmations, we have personalized affirmations. So you will tell us what you want to work on, what you want to manifest, and we will create a digital affirmation for you with our own voices. And we love these. I'm obsessed with my affirmation. I literally listen to it every morning. So if you are interested in either of those, you can also get them over on our website, findingyourfeetpodcast.com.
So you know what to do, guys. Hit subscribe on app if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, so you never miss an episode. Hit follow if you're listening on Spotify. We release episodes every single Wednesday and a mini episode on a Sunday. So if you don't want to miss all the finding your feet fun, hit subscribe so that you are always notified when we bang out a new episode and you can start listening to it. And if you want to leave us a review, we would be very grateful, and we'd love to read it out on the show. So if you're on Apple Podcasts, then scroll down and leave us some feedback, leave us a review.
Yeah, it literally makes our day hearing your thoughts on every episode. So don't hold back. Come and let us know what you thought of each one.
Yeah, come chat to us on Instagram at Finding Your Feet Podcast. That's where we are. That's where we are every single day of the week on the stories, sharing lots of content. We love Instagram. So come and join our community on there and have some fun. Be part of the fun on there. And also, guys, if you want to be part of the mailing list fun, we email you every Monday morning with a positive, wisdom-filled email. No annoying marketing. Just some food for thought from me and Abby to get your week off to a bang. Then just subscribe to our mailing list. The link is in the show notes. We'll never spam you. It's always just some really good food for thought. Everyone loves our emails. We always get fantastic feedback on them. So go and sign up to our mailing list so that you can start your week off with some positive thoughts from Finding Your Feet. But that is everything, guys. Thank you so much for joining us on this episode. Hope you enjoyed it. Hope you're going to go and grab your copy of Untamed. And if you get it and you read it, come and let us know what you think. If you've already read it, come talk to us as well. Let's talk.
Yeah, and also don't forget to go and stare at yourself in the mirror.
Yes, and dance with no judgment. Dance till the judgment goes. But yeah, thanks, guys. We'll see you next Wednesday.
Bye.